Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Well, looky here. New study, Lee.
Okay.
Religious school kids are way more tolerant and informed than public schoolers.
And you're surprised?
I am not.
Yeah.
Yeah. New study by researchers at the University of Arkansas and the University of Buckingham concluded that religious schools are far more effective at teaching children to become engaged citizens than secular public schools, resulting in students who model political tolerance, knowledge, and skills better than their publicly educated peers. They are, when they graduate, more civically involved. They do more volunteering. They have more tolerant attitudes toward those who are different than them. By a 12% of what they call 12% of a standard deviation. That's according to the Federalist. So private faith-based education increased political tolerance in knowledge by 12% of the standard deviation. Receiving such an education resulted in increased volunteering and community engagement, all positive traits for a healthy society. Wow.
I would dare say, and I will accept the criticism for saying this, that these are probably most likely Christian schools.
Yes. Vast majority.
Yes, the vast majority. Not all, but most vast majority Christian schools. So I'm not a bit surprised. Because when you look at where, even though education is not a constitutional duty of the federal government.
No.
Nor is funding it. The influences of race-based regulations and social thought and discourse and the way that the current state of the culture divides people along racial and economic lines and how a religious or Christian-based education would be more inclusive and more classically liberal in the lowercase L liberal arts type of mentality. So this doesn't surprise me at all.
This is the opposite of what the left tells us.
And what the media would say all the time.
Yeah.
The media will always criticize, and this is why they don't like school choice. This is why they don't like parents having any input in what children are taught or where they go to school. Because it goes against their narrative.
It does. And you know, when we talk about the kind of tolerance that's being embraced, we're seeing this today, Lee, the kind of tolerance to the level of sickness on these college campuses where we have found out that for weeks, the administration of Columbia University had been negotiating with the leader of the movement. The leader of the movement, Kamani James, is online talking about killing Jews.
Right.
That's who we're tolerating at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. So tolerance goes too far. Have you heard about what is going on right now at this Massachusetts school? The UK Daily Mail has been all over this and they won't let it go.
Okay.
This is where all of this tolerance is going. We're right here at the should the boy use the girl's bathroom level. We're debating that right now in South Carolina. Okay. Yeah. If you tolerate that, despite the 13 to 16 year old girls saying they're afraid to go in there with him, he's 18.
Which is a legal adult.
Right. Yes. And this is the Rock Hill school system. They're having a fight over it. And so the state legislature is saying, let's just ban it for a year, see how it goes. Boys can't use girls' restrooms. Okay. If you tolerate that, where do you end up next? Here. Headline, Boston school superintendent urged to resign as second whistleblower slams her for getting that. Listen to this. Letting a trans student with a kill list return to class. A kill list that contained the names of fellow students and teachers. So they've been on this for 2 weeks.
Good.
The mother of the child at Watertown Middle School in the West Boston suburbs said Superintendent Deanne Gladstone put trans rights over classroom safety and was forced from her job. I know by now you've covered some of these stories. This happens locally. Some child will end up making threats online, right. Have a kill list, something like that. We go in and we take them the heck out of that school, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this is, but you have liberal privilege if you identify as transgender. Surely you didn't mean to kill those people.
I don't care how you identify, how you were born, what you say you believe. If you are making threats against the lives of your fellow students and teachers, you don't need to be in a classroom with them. The particulars around it, the descriptives, the pronouns, none of that matters. It is the behavior and the intended intentions of that individual. That's what matters. And the risk to those around them. That's what the state, that's what the school system, that's what the legislature, that's what police are supposed to do, protect people from those individuals that make those types of threats.
According to the UK Daily Mail, the school alerted the police, interviewed the student, and found that they did not have immediate access to weapons. The student is female, identifies as male. This person has been described as attention seeking, physically large for a seventh grader, alternate between male and female clothes, use the boys' locker room. So after about a week after the police were called, the superintendent within days secretly arranged for a quote reentry process to return the student to class. At a school forum, Superintendent Gladstone criticized worried parents for shaming the student. Again, the student was not being shamed for being transgender. The student was being shamed for having a kill list.
Yeah.
The reason I drew a parallel between this and tolerating Kamani James, who's like, talking about killing Jews. We cannot get to the point where the left says, you could talk about killing people if you're one of us, if we like who you are, if we agree with who you are, what you are, what your politics is. Yeah, it's okay. You can talk about killing people. It is never okay to talk about killing people. It's never okay to put their names on a kill list. It's not okay.
Well, and down here, you make a threat, call in a bomb threat, call in a fake shooting or whatever to law enforcement about a school. And if you're a student, you're not going to be in that school any longer. That's what happens here for now.
Listen to this. This is how they want to deal with a kill list. You are not going to find, if you are just a regular average boy has a kill list, you're not going to find this level of tolerance for him. Hey, let's integrate him back in. Listen to this from the UK Daily Mail. At a school forum, the superintendent criticized worried parents for shaming the student.
Oh, please.
Officials spoke of the need to tackle, quote, anti-trans and other biased behavior in classrooms, to have empathy for the creator of the kill list, and for the immediate creation of an affinity space for LGBTQIA families. This is what you get for creating a kill list. You get concessions.
If you're the right minority group, if you're a member of the LGBTQ plus crowd, then you do get that.
This mentality across the left is really, really, really dangerous. You can see it again when Riley Gaines went and spoke at University of San Francisco, was taken hostage along with the campus police, who had to barricade themselves from the crowd that wanted to beat them. They tried to talk the campus police into sending Riley out. She was just a conservative speaker, right? And guess what? A year later, no charges. Even though the whole thing's on video. Yep. And the police tell her, do you have any more evidence? Because we're just not charging anyone. What is this? This is the same that absolute terminal tolerance that we're talking about. For violence, for threats, for kill lists, for wanting to kill Jews. This is everywhere on the left. These are just a few stories I have right here today. I could do this every day.
So I guess the next time I'm caught speeding on Interstate 85, I can just say I'm an LGBTQ plus affiliate person, and then I'll, you know, get a warning or maybe no ticket at all.
Yeah, just
might
tell
even
them
get a thank you for driving diversively.
Tell them you're for the Intifada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then make the fist and say Palestine.
Yeah.
And it's all good. It's all fine. So, anyway, good for the UK Daily Mail for covering a story the mainstream media is not in a hurry to cover. And yeah. And if, by the way, you would like to put your children in a religious school, and I have a lot of you say that, you know, I can't afford it. There are a lot of really good online religious schools that are surprisingly affordable. So, and very flexible too.
I got a feeling there's going to be a lot more here soon too.
Yeah. The way that this is going. So, and that's that. So, all right. Coming up on the show, we got so much going on here. Did you hear this, by the way, Lee? The three demonstration projects for wind farms up in New York that Biden has been referring to for 3 years is like, this is how we're going to replace natural gas. This is how we're going to replace coal. Yeah. All of them bit the dust this week. All done. Fine. They it didn't work.
Yeah.
They were going to have to double, because it ended up the cost came in double. They were going to have to raise rates.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
No. Not surprised. And this is what we've been telling folks. It was going to be the situation.
Yeah. If you're going to take coal and natural gas offline, you have to replace them with something. Something. And they don't have a plan right now. So.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
One of the abjectly evil things that is going on right now that masquerades as politics is what's being done to Jewish students around the country. That's what this is ultimately about. If you get a chance, I retweeted it on my Twitter. The audio is not super good for radio quality, but watch it. It's a Jewish student with the Star of David, and he just is coming in wearing a Star of David. That's it. To the UCLA campus where he pays tuition, and he is blocked by these people wearing the headscarves. And the security guard stands there and lets them do it. Lauren Livingston might call that a political issue. That is right or wrong right there. And that is what this is about. As we find out, you know, the administration of Columbia University had been negotiating with these protesters. We find out, who are they negotiating with? Who is the leader? Kamani James. Kamani James is online calling for the death of Jews, saying he might do it himself. He might not be able to stop himself. This is who they're negotiating with. This is tolerance of abject evil. Will you tell Jewish students to go to school at home? If it was just Columbia, I wouldn't even be talking about this. But it's spreading. It is evil and it is spreading. And you know why this is? So a lot of you might be thinking, well, you know, I work and I don't really understand the whole politics between Hamas and Israel. You don't have to. It's very simple. They massacred 1,400 men, women, and children. They put a baby in the oven. They burnt families alive. They tied children down. they stabbed women to death as they raped them. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. And it inspired the left. Bloodlust. And remember right after it happened, the whole world was in horror. All these Arab nations, they were in horror. They condemned it. And what happened? Nobody would have been like, hey, I'm for Hamas. Yeah, hey, that's me, Hamas, yay. Until what? Until Joe Biden accommodated these lunatics, treated them as if they were on equal moral footing. No one was even talking about Hamas until they did the genocide. Now they get all the attention and they're finally treated as equals to Israel. That is why they are on our campuses. That is why. It is because they were accommodated by Joe Biden and the Biden administration. Treated them as moral equals for raping innocent women, killing them, and then parading their naked bodies through the street. And now we find out that what passed as Israeli aid, $26 billion with a B, $9 billion of it was actually for Hamas, the terror group. Now, its billed as going to the Gazans, but who did the Gazans elect as their elected government? Hamas, the terror group. They're the government there. They control the territory that the Israelis have not turned to rubble. So that $9 billion is going to go straight to Hamas. How do we know that? Because Fatah, the Palestinian, another Palestinian group that wants to see the destruction of Israel, is warning us, do not give this to Hamas. They will steal the aid. They will kill the aid workers. They will beat and harass the aid workers. And then they'll use the aid to fund their own war against Israel, or they'll sell it back at many times the value to the citizens in order to get the money. $9 billion we're going to dump on these people. There's only 2 million of them. There's only 2 million of them. But is something else going on here? Take a listen to this. The Pentagon has given us an estimate now for that floating dock Joe Biden wants to build to deliver the $9 billion worth of aid. Are you ready for this? $350 million, a third of $1 billion for a floating dock. So he can send members of the military out there to risk their lives unloading this aid to the terror group, because Hamas is a designated terror group of the State Department of the United States of America, can give them the aid, keep them in the fight with Israel. They still have 6 U.S. hostages. What is to say they're not going to take our service members hostage? They've been nothing but rewarded. What's to say they won't kill them? They killed 30 American citizens on October 7th and never said they were sorry. We gave them $9 billion. I'm sorry. Mike Johnson and Chuck Schumer gave them $9 billion. The majority of Republicans voted the correct way. They voted no. The majority of Republicans in the House, you can feel good about that. Mike Johnson is an idiot. I think that's why he went to Columbia University to lecture those kids after he did it, because he's trying to cover up his record. He just funded a terror org. But is that floating pier being built for something else? Is the Biden administration planning, should they win in the fall, to begin using, because you don't need a dock that big, to begin using that dock to bring the Gazans to America? By the way, the most recent poll, Al Jazeera, 70% of Gaza, the people of Gaza supported Hamas. Of course they did. They elected them. They loved October 7th. They thought it was great. So let's bring them here. Let's see what they do at our campuses 5 years from now. Are they going to bring them here? Take a listen to this. This is squad member Representative Jamal Bowman, who is a Democrat. Okay, remember in the fall, the squad called for bringing half the Gazans here. That's 1 million people, okay? And he's asked, hey, what about resettling them in America? What do you think, Jamal?
Should the United States bring in people from Gaza?
Well, we are a land of immigrants, and we are a land of asylum seekers. Anyone escaping persecution and oppression and violence, the United States has always been an open home to those people. So whether they're coming from Palestine, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, Haiti, we've always been a place to open our doors to immigrants coming here. So yeah, fully support that.
Yeah, so I fully support that. Let's bring them here. That's what they're building that dock for. Do you know how I know? Because I learned it. Hold on with the music, Tim. I learned it from UK Parliament member George Galloway. George Galloway is a socialist. He's a hardcore liberal. And he was giving a speech before Parliament in which he said Netanyahu has admitted in meetings that the dock is to unload the Gazans and bring them to America, bring them to the West, not just our country, but the West as well. And Galloway is outraged because he feels that's ethnic cleansing, i.e. removing them from their land, which, by the way, Israel gave them. That's the only reason they're on the land. So Galloway has heard about this plan and is outraged that Biden is building the dock, our Pentagon is building the dock, not to bring them supplies, although there'll be some of that, but to bring them home, both to here and Europe. He wants them to stay put. Take a listen. This is from his speech on the floor of Parliament. He seems pretty convinced this is what that dock's for.
Mr. Netanyahu announced that this port that's being built in Gaza with the rubble of the homes destroyed in the bombing, including the skulls and the bones of the people destroyed with the houses and lying unburied under the rubble, that according to Netanyahu, this port is being built for the deportation of millions of Palestinians from the territory, an act of ethnic cleansing of the foulest kind. We would have expected a statement from the foreign secretary.
The port is being built to remove the Palestinians. He's talking about the Gazans, same thing. Who's building the port? No, the guy who loves to bring illegal immigrants here secretly. That would be Joe Biden. 300,000 dumped just in Florida over the last 14 months. These UK Parliament members sure seem convinced that that's what this port is for. I bet they're right. I just bet they're not going to do it till after the election. Or maybe in the lame duck. God, can you imagine? Folks, Egypt tripled the depth of their wall to block the Gazans from flooding out of Gaza. And they're all Muslim. The Gazans are Muslim, so are the Egyptians. Because they know the damage that this group, they're very violent, this group of people will cause in the name of their cause. Folks, it's all on the line in this election.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Fox News reporter Cheryl Cazzone reacting to one of these silly campus protesters talking about the indignities they've suffered.
I will make this point. There was a protester from the University of Austin, University of Texas campus, on another network last night. And she said, we are being brutalized. We, the students that are protesting, we're being brutalized. I ask you this question, Todd. What about the girls that were brutalized at the Supernova Music Festival on October 7th? You have calls to destroy Israel, kill Israel. I mean, all of this is happening, kill Jews, on these campuses. So does Congress need to act? Well, many think that they should. We will see if they do.
Please tell me how having Starbucks catered to your protest because your protest has deep pockets thanks to its funding is being brutalized. I'd like an answer to that. And
it's not. It's not. Folks, unbelievable. All right, so all this is raging. FBI uninterested, leaders recruiting for terror organizations, leaders of this campus movement. We documented that yesterday. Nobody interested. Nobody cares. It's all cool. Well, is there anybody that the Biden administration would like to crack down on? I mean, these protests have now turned violent. You know what's so interesting about the one at Columbia? You know what led to them breaking in? There was a deadline at 2 p.m. yesterday for them to leave. Or they were going to be removed and expelled. Well, 2 p.m. came around and there was no police. No police action, I should say. It didn't happen. So some hours passed. Things got quiet. And you know what they were doing? They were calculating correctly how to run these liberal, heads of these universities. And they said, wow, okay. So the deadline passed, no police. Let's see what happens if we break into this building and take it over. So they do. And guess what? No NYPD intervention. The NYPD is there, but they're not allowed to act. Again, remember who's leading these protests. It's people like Kamani James. By the way, Kamani James was barred from campus and expelled. He was the leader of the protests at Columbia after it came out that he was online talking about killing Jews. He was back on campus, no one interfering with him as he oversaw the takeover of the building. Liberal privilege, y'all. Liberal privilege, we're learning, is when you get violent. You threaten the civil rights of Jewish people. You make them afraid to come on campus and nobody touches you, even when you break the law, even when you break and enter, even when you won't let people working there overnight go. One of the people working there overnight said they held him hostage. They did let him go. Wow. Okay. So what kind of crackdown is the left for then? Because all this is fine. Headline. Feds warn employers, use preferred pronouns and genderless bathroom access at your business or else. Yep, and landmark guidance that came down yesterday. The Biden Equal Opportunity Commission declared Monday that employers that fail to use a worker's preferred pronoun or refuse them the chance to use the restroom of their choice will be engaging in prohibited harassment. What does that say? We're coming after you with lawsuits. We're coming after you with fines. The new document elevates gender identity as a protected class under discrimination laws like race, sex, and religion. So right now on the Equal Opportunity Commission, there are three Democrats and two Republican appointees. The Democrats, it was a 3-2 vote. Democrats are like, yeah, let's harass businesses. Republicans are like, no. So, look, states and employer groups will sue over these new regulations. And we'll just, I mean, folks, everything's on the line now. Everything is on the line. So we're talking about Lauren Livingston. I don't mean to keep picking on him. Oh, hey, just bury your face in the Bible. Ignore the world. The world is coming for you. The world is coming for your business. The world is going, they are going to tell you how to live. We can either fight now before it gets nasty and you come to church to give your speech, to give your sermon, and the doors are chained, or you can fight then, you can fight now. I'm going to fight now. I can tell people, hey, politics, just leave that alone. What is our country going to look like if this border stays open? Folks, I have been telling, I've been documenting this on the Battleground America podcast. You could always get it by texting my name, Tara, to the text line 71307. You can get the podcast that way. And it's always pinned to the top of my social media, too. So you can easily find it. And by the way, we've restored access to it on the website. So excited about that. What is this country going to look like? I've been warning on the Battleground America podcast. With the borders open, these gangsters and cartel members who are regularly turfed out in Mexico or want to expand their territories are going to come here. They are going to go up against local police and sheriffs whose hands are tied anyway because they're in blue areas, and they are going to dominate. Power always finds a power vacuum. What will it be like as we lose control of these blue areas? It'll be like this. I don't know if you are paying attention to what's going on in Mexico right now. Mexico right now is in the middle of elections, just like we are. It's an election year. It is just one of many headlines. Winning with bullets. Mexico is enduring the deadliest election season ever, with 30 politicians assassinated so far. 30, cool. 77 politicians threatened with assassination. 11 kidnapped. We don't know where they are. So what are we at? 41, either murdered or kidnapped. And another 50 who were the victims of either stabbings or attempted assassinations, but lived. Cool. This is so coming here, folks. This is coming here. Why are these people being killed for running for office? Because you either take the cartel or the gang money and they know they control you in the territory you're running in, or they kill you. That's how that works. Let me ask you a question. You're a Democrat. See, there's an up and a down to this because you're a political party. What is that? Well, if I don't go along with it, I get killed, right? Yeah. But if I do, I've got muscle, don't I? And I've got muscle. Yeah, you do. And what happens if anyone runs against me, my political rivals? Dead, stabbed, threatened. So if I take to pledge that I'm going to support them, I not only don't get killed, they kill my rivals? Yeah. Can you think of a party in America that would like to have that kind of power? I can think of one. I can think of one that would be very excited about that kind of power. I can think of one who would like to use law enforcement in a way that looks the other way when crimes are committed by the right people. Right now, the right people are anti-Semitic protesters on campus. What if the right people were cartel members who came in to take territory? What if the right people look like cartel members, but actually could be thought of as muscle, politically deniable muscle? Oh, that guy who killed my opposing candidate who killed him? I don't know. I mean, I haven't had any contacts with him. I don't know why she's dead. But hey, nobody running against me for office, folks. It is so coming over this border, and the Democrats are going to welcome it. You watch. It's not going to be in every city. This is a big country. It's not going to be in the ones that maintain rule of order, but it is going to go into the power vacuum, and that is going to be blue areas first. And folks, we let it in, we're going to have a heck of a time, like Mexico, getting it out. Good morning. All right, Joe. Small local note, but it'll mean something to some of you with roots in the area. North Greenville, you know, North Greenville University, religious university. Yeah, I woke up this morning to find out that North Greenville University has changed their mascot. They were the Crusaders, kind of appropriate for a religious school. Not anymore. Now they're the Trailblazers. So woke is alive and well at North Greenville University, changing to a more politically correct mascot. And I don't know if anybody knows what prompted the Crusades. If you learned about them in a history textbook, it was most likely wrong. It was, they didn't go down there to spread their religion at the point of a sword. No, over about 100 years, Europeans, between 1 million and 1.25 million Europeans, were captured by Islamic raiders and taken back and sold in a slave trade. In the process of the capture, it was not unusual for whole villages to be sacked, and they would take the ones they thought would sell the best, kill everybody else. So eventually, the powers that be at the time, much of them church-oriented, said, we've got to stop this. We are going, and there was also the territorial incursions to the spread of Islam by the sword in Europe. And so they said, we've got to stop this. It's got to end. And they finally fought back. It took them 100 years to do that. They were not quick to respond. And for that response and for the crime of winning, which is why we use a Bible now in this country, not a Quran, when we swear ourselves into office, Crusaders have been demonized. So Interesting to see them get rid of that mascot, though. So if you went to the school or you were a fan of the sports team, no, they are now the sports teams. They are now the Trail Blazers. All right. Be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, check out the Battleground America podcast. You can find it just about anywhere. You can find me online, pinned to the top of my social media, or just text keyword Tara, T-A-R-A, to the text line 71307.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.